Hi, my name is Joy Chen. I'm going to read the article Groundhog Day the Musical, written by Ozma Fro and Drew Khanna, and published in the Arts and Entertainment section of the March 25 issue of The Tower. Princeton High School Spectacle Theater brought a classical comedy to life this year with Groundhog Day the Musical from March 13th to 15th at the Performing Arts Center. Based on the 1993 film, the musical follows Phil Connors, a weatherman who finds himself reliving the same day over and over again in the small town of Punxsutawney on Groundhog Day. Put together by drama teacher Juliana Krawick, crowd teacher Vincent Metallo, and PHS tech crew, the show highlighted the talents of students involved through acting, music, dancing, and stage management. Last year, after we did Beauty and the Beast, I sat down and thought about what it is a great contrast to this musical. How do you make sure we give them a different experience but do something that's new and challenging and exciting? And Groundhog Day is very different from anything we've done, said drama teacher Krawick. Bringing Groundhog Day to the stage requires months of dedication from the cast, orchestra, and crew. With its fast-paced musical numbers, comedic timing, and intricate technical elements, the show posed unique challenges for everyone involved. From vocal rehearsals with Metallo to scenes under the direction of Krawick, students spent countless hours perfecting their performances while the tech crew spent hours building the set. Basically, as soon as the fall play was over, at the end of November, we started building the set for the musical because we knew that it was going to be a huge undertaking. We've never done a turntable before, so there was a lot that we wanted to get figured out early. So we've been working on this for 8 to 10, 12 to 14 weeks at this point, said tech crew director Jeffrey Van Vessler. Being a member of the musical required dedication and time management skills. Esmond spent most of their time after schools rehearsing at the Black Box Theater or one of the musical classes. The most challenging part for me was the amount of time it takes. Rehearsals start at 5:30 p.m., but they often went past 8 p.m. And while it was a lot of fun, it can be really time-consuming, said cast member Ivy Cordell, 27. The musical contained different elements of acting, dancing, and singing. Each student's role differed from each other, and cast members practiced for their roles differently. I've been preparing well. We have to have a lot of energy in our roles because we're like kind of dorky Punxsutawney characters. So we've been Googling people on Punxsutawney and just kind of trying to have a lot of energy, said cast member Daisy Pillow. Music was a key element of the musical, with the orchestra playing a central role. The PHS orchestra rehearsed alongside the cast members, ensuring a seamless integration of live music and performance. Their collaboration brought energy and excitement to the show, as well as the overall experience. Groundhog Day is a contemporary show. The genre of the music is very upbeat pop, very rock pop, so it's a very unique style, and that complementary, more modern musical brings new challenges, said choir teacher Vincent Metallo. The orchestra students face the challenge of too much musical as they perform in the musical as a replacement for the concerts which take place during winter and spring. The most challenging part for me was the sheer amount of music to practice. Over 100 pages of music. It was a lot to read and rehearse, and also coordinating with other orchestra members and cast members during rehearsal, said Chen Jiang. Their live performance built up the show's energy and emotion, bringing life to the story on stage. With months of hard work behind them, the cast, crew, and orchestra delivered a performance that captivated audiences over the three-night run. From the high-energy musical numbers to the emotional character moments, Groundhog Day was a testament to the dedication and talent of PHS's theater community.